This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another wild day in Trump land. Welcome to the show for the world-famous War Room deep inside Wayne Manor in a country I call Trumpland. Wait till you hear what's going on in Trumpland. Let me start with some good news, though, before I get to all the craziness of the left. I want to start with some good news. A federal appeals court has given Trump another victory. They rule the Trump administration can keep sending asylum seekers to Mexico. It's a U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit cited many different reasons for allowing the migrants to be sent to Mexico while they wait for an immigration judge to hear their cases. But it's a big ruling for the Trump administration. He can keep sending all the asylum seekers back to Mexico to wait on that side of the border, not on our side, to be released in American society. Another victory for Trump and America. Good stuff. And I think it's about high time. We're just winning, winning, winning. And then comes the taxes. Now, the New York Times has Trump's taxes. They're making a big deal. I'll be writing my next commentary about this for Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. What a joke. First of all, he's a private citizen. It's illegal to leak his tax returns. Someone or many people in the IRS need to be sent to prison. You cannot leak anyone's tax returns. It is against the law. Simple. Whoever leaked Trump's tax returns has to go to prison. And it's almost guaranteed to be someone in the IRS. Actually, it's down to this. I'll bet 99% it's someone at the IRS. 1% it's one of Trump's own lawyers, tax lawyers, or accountants. But both of them, both those groups know they go to jail for doing it. So I'd be willing to bet you dollars to donuts. What do they say? I'll bet you sweet bippies. It's going to be the IRS. And they leaked a private citizen's tax returns. You cannot do that. And it's easy to figure out who did it. This is not brain surgery. There's only a certain amount of people who access someone's tax returns at the IRS. And you got to give them all lie detector tests. And you got to fire the person who fails. And then arrest him and prosecute him or her and send him to prison. Number one. Number two, nobody cares. Nobody cares. President Trump hit back in the New York Times Wednesday morning after the gray lady published excerpts from nearly a decade's worth of Trump's tax returns, explaining it's very common, Trump said, for real estate developers to claim massive write-offs and depreciation 30 years ago before blasting entire stories inaccurate and fake news. This is from Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge says, as we explain our analysis of the New York Times story, nothing Trump did was illegal. The world's rich take advantage of net operating loss tax planning all the time. And in fact, acquiring company for their tax benefits has been a common corporate strategy forever. Though the New York Times used the story to impugn Trump's business acumen, the president pointed out many of the losses were non-monetary, adding that taking advantage of what would sometimes be considered tax shelters was considered sport among big developers. The New York Times further faulted Trump for retaining his wealth and lifestyle during the bankruptcies of the Trump Taj Mahal casino while sticking investors with losses, which last we checked was also a widely accepted reality of free enterprise. And as The Hill pointed out, the president's response mirrors comments from a senior administrative official who told the newspaper several weeks ago that Trump got massive depreciation and tax shelter because of large-scale construction and subsidized developments. So once again, 63 million people have voted for Trump. Do not care. Do not care. But number two, it's illegal to release his tax returns. Number three, everything he did was 100% legal. And number four, this is Donald Trump's story. You know I'm writing this new book called Trump Rules. And it's going to be with Newsmax's publishing division, Humanix, who puts out nothing but nonstop bestsellers. And a large part of the book is about all Trump's failures. And he's the most amazing guy in the world, because after he fails, he comes back bigger than ever before, and he comes back as a winner. And this is the greatest example. If you're going to make a big deal about a guy who lost billions of dollars, first of all, they're paper losses. They don't mean anything. And second of all, what a comeback by this guy. What an amazing comeback by Donald Trump to become very, very rich and make a fortune and become president of the United States and star in The Apprentice, all the while you've lost billions of dollars. That's called a comeback. Here's one more interesting article you want to know. Donald Trump revealed his billion-dollar tax write-off on The Apprentice 15 years before the New York Times put out their bombshell. Quote-unquote bombshell, right? We're laughing at it. Critics gloated over President Trump's newly revealed tax details from the New York Times, but his economic struggles in the 90s were no surprise for fans of his hit TV show, The Apprentice. Donald Trump, in his opening narrative of the main title of the show in 2004, says, "It wasn't always so easy. About 13 years ago, I was seriously in trouble. I was billions of dollars in debt, but I fought back and I won big league." Isn't that interesting? And Wayne Root, I have always told the story 100 times to my friends and on this show as well, that Donald Trump was walking on Fifth Avenue with Marla Maples, his new wife, and they saw a homeless bum, and she said, "Oh, I feel bad for him. Give him $5. And Donald Trump said, "Don't feel bad for him. He's richer than us." And she said, "What?" And he said, "Well, he's worth nothing, and I'm worth negative $4 billion." And that joke is a true story with Donald Trump on Fifth Avenue with Marla Maples and a bum. And so what is the news here? Trump lost billions. Big deal. Everyone in New York City real estate lost billions. But to lose billions, you got to make billions. The New York Times reported new information about Trump's real estate businesses in a widely reported expose showing a $1.17 billion loss between 85 and 94. Well, Trump detailed his debt troubles in the 90s in his 1997 book, The Art of the Comeback. Trump's story begins when many real estate moguls went belly up in what he calls the Great Depression of 1990. That's what it says in the book description. Trump reveals how he renegotiated millions of dollars in bank loans and survived the recession, paving the way for a resurgence. Trump's career is full of important setbacks as well as successes, ultimately making his brash business brand a valuable asset. And that's what my whole book, Trump Rules, is about. You got to fail in order to succeed. Everybody fails. If they try. Of course, if you sit on welfare all day like most Democrats, and your whole life's welfare and food stamps and unemployment and disability and not working, you never fail because your whole life's a freaking failure, and you're a loser, a lazy bum and a loser. That's your typical Democrat. Here's a great article. Americans livid as far-left Democrats, deep state, and liberal media continue their illegal assault on President Trump and release his old taxes. Because, by the way, it's a crime. You'll hear tonight, in hour number 3, my interview with Bill O'Reilly. I told Bill, isn't it a crime to release a private citizen's IRS tax returns? And Bill O'Reilly says, yes, Wayne, it's a crime. Someone needs to go to jail. The Democrats and their corrupt and criminal deep state associates and the far-left media again attack President Trump using illegal actions, hoping to defame him in the public square. They don't realize what this is doing is infuriating good Americans. The left doesn't get it. They just keep trashing our president and trashing our president. And they think Americans are fine with their illegal assaults on an innocent man. They think it's fine to illegally assault a man because he's a Republican who's doing all he can to make America great again. First, they illegally spied on him and members of his team, illegally entrapped members of his team. Then they named an illegal special counsel. And yesterday, the New York Times released President Trump's taxes to the world. It's a joke. One of the reasons he became president is because of all his comebacks. You know, all of his bankruptcies, his comebacks. He's an amazing guy. It's absolutely incredible what horribly spiteful people the Democrats and the liberal, communist, biased media are. Has anybody ever released Obama's tax returns? Obama's tax returns for the 2 decades before he became U.S. Senator would show a broke loser who never earned 5 cents to his name. It's unbelievable. Liberals use force, violence, and crimes to push their agenda. They illegally spy on Trump and his team and attempt to trap them with false crimes. They prevent conservatives from wearing Trump hats into restaurants, MAGA hats. They attack individuals leaving Trump events. They praise Obama-appointed judges who act like they're the president while halting the president's initiatives through unconstitutional actions in court. They praise Obama-appointed judges who think that they know everything about national security when they know nothing about national security. And in releasing the president's taxes, liberals have no idea what they're even looking at. Liberals do not understand numbers or taxes. They think an entity's taxable income is equivalent to its financial solvency. They don't understand how entities use the tax laws to minimize their tax burden. But these are the same liberals that believe money grows on trees. And it doesn't matter anymore. Nobody cares except the idiots on the left with Trump derangement syndrome. The economy's on fire. The U.S. is the world's number one oil producer. Unemployment rate at 50-year lows. Stock market up more than 40% since Trump's election. And he's building a wall in spite of Congress telling him to screw off. He's putting America to work. He's putting ISIS in the grave. This is what America wanted. The left doesn't understand any of this. None of it. Zero. When we get back, House Judiciary Committee holds William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, in contempt of Congress. You know what Wainwright says? Who cares? Screw them. And Trump blocks the unredacted Mueller report. Donald Trump Jr. rebuffs the Senate GOP subpoena for more Russian hoax testimony. And get this one. The suspects in the deadly Colorado school shooting yesterday, one of them is a Trump-hating leftist, and the other one is a transsexual transitioning from female to male. Has anybody told you that in the news media? Have you heard that from anyone but Wayne Root? You're going to hear it when we get back.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor. It's time. It's time to take on the liberals and the Marxists and the socialists and the progressives and the globalists and the communists and the America haters and the Muslim sympathizers and the godless abortionists. What time is it? It's war time. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. And I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the flagship station 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and the great Edward Stoltz here in Las Vegas. The man who gave me my start in radio, thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who had the talent and the brains to realize I'd make a great syndicated national host and gave me my first shot in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Ed. It's the Ed and Fred Show dedicated to you both. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR, meaning it's publicly traded, and you can buy the stock, and if they do well, you do well, and that's only in America, man. God bless this great country. Ticker symbol FTMR, find out more at FordhamResources.com. Make your own educated decision, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website's root4america.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And you can see all my tweets. I always want to say see my Twitter. That sounds like a dirty thing to say. See my Twitter. You can see my tweets at Real Wayne Root at Twitter. At Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. I told you I'd tell you about that Colorado shooting yesterday. One dead, eight injured. Nobody on the left is going to tell you this. Listen, they have no problem telling you it was a white, straight male. Those white, straight males are crazy. They want to cover it up whenever it's a Muslim. And they want to cover it up, the media, and the liberals, and the liberal mainstream media, the biased liberal mainstream media, whenever it's something other than that white, male, straight narrative. So we've got a Trump-hating leftist, and the second suspect is transitioning from female to male. It's very important to know these things. There's a lot of nutty people out there. And yes, there are also a few nutty, straight, white males. Of course there are. Of course there are. But they don't want to tell you when it's a gay person transitioning from female to male. And they don't want to tell you when it's a Trump hater. And by the way, the guy who shot the people at the synagogue in San Diego, Trump hater, leftist. The guy who shot the people at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, Trump-hating leftist. Media doesn't tell you those things. It's nowhere to be found except conservative media and on this show. So in any case, I think it's important to know the shooter, Devin Erickson, a Trump-hating leftist. On his account, he shared a video of Seth Meyers attacking President Trump. Shared an Occupy Democrats post praising then-President Barack Obama, hated Christians. And here's a interesting tweet. Face of one of the Colorado shooters, Devin Erickson. The other one is a minor. And it's BS what the media is saying as to why they did it. Not only did they intend to murder X amount of children, but they just put a huge target on the backs of the LGBTQ community. So it's now coming out that it's a transitioning person. Just interesting to know, because no one wants to tell you the truth unless it's a white, straight male, especially the Trump-loving white, straight male, and they do something bad. They want to bring dishonor upon all of us. Well, guess what? You got bad people, too. Everybody does. Trump blocks the unredacted Mueller report. At the same time, Jerry Nadler and the Judicial Committee of the House are holding Attorney General Barr in contempt. AG Barr requested that Trump issue executive privilege over the unredacted Mueller report, and he has done so. Good job, President Trump. What you got to also do is release all the classified documents, all of which will prove it was a massive Obama spying operation, massive Democratic crimes reported, massive Watergate to the 9,000th degree, massive attempt to commit a coup in the United States of America by liberals, by Obama, by Hillary, and a massive attempt to cover up the crimes of Obama and Hillary with weapons of mass distraction. Frame Trump so nobody notices the crimes of Obama and Hillary.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday voted to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena seeking special counsel Robert Mueller's full unredacted report, and underlying documents, sending the measure to the House floor for a final vote. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler also says,
no person, not the Attorney General, not the President, can be permitted to be above the law. That is what is at stake today.
The vote will more than likely pass in the House, but not expected to in the Republican-led Senate. And the charter school shooting suspect made his first appearance in a court in Colorado today. The 18-year-old was shackled at his waist with his hands cuffed as he sat in the courtroom flanked by his two defense lawyers. He nodded at the judge's questions, but at one point the judge did request a verbal answer, to which he said no. He's expected to be back in court on Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Tangible Investments is a sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility. 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They're a discount gold, silver, and precious metals dealer. Everyone knows you need to buy gold and silver. Every conservative knows, every good conservative knows, you must own a small portion of your assets in gold and silver to protect against crisis and chaos and collapse and recession and wars and terrorism and debt crisis spiraling out of control and stock market crashes. And don't forget, even worse than all that, crazy liberals with Trump derangement syndrome. So if you're going to own gold and silver, buy it from a company with credibility and integrity. Buy it from a friend of War, friend of Wayne Allyn Root for over 15 years. And buy it from a company that believes in conservatism and is supporting conservatism by sponsoring this show. And buy it at a discount. And you get all of that with Tangible Investments. Call them at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for their $199 gold coin gift free. You don't have to buy a thing. Get $199 gift free. That's 800-780-9000. We've got our guest, Joel Pollack, with us, senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. His website's Breitbart.com. He's the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Joel, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you.
So quite a few things to talk about. First of all, Israel has been under attack. Today is Israel's Memorial Day. Tomorrow is Israel's Independence Day. So arguably, these are the two, you know, two of the, if not the most important days of the year, other than, you know, Passover and Yom Kippur, on the Israeli calendar. And, of course, that could be why the attacks happened precipitating these days. What's happening over at Israel? What's happening now? And what do you think about these revisions of history where you have an Ilhan Omar immediately saying, oh, the Jews of Israel, the Jews killed that poor one-year-old Palestinian child. And it turns out to be totally false, but you'll never apologize. We've got Hamas in the U.S. House, don't we?
Well, you know, things that used to be on the margins are now sitting in the House of Representatives with positions on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I mean, Ilhan Omar described Gaza as occupied. Israel hasn't been there since 2005. So we have to be concerned when a Democratic Party, one of the two parties in our system, is moving in such a radically anti-Israel direction. And there was not one Democratic presidential candidate who tweeted any support for Israel while it was under attack. Just amazing. President Trump, of course, 100% defending Israel, saying it has the right to defend itself. Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, the administration, very, very out front in condemning the terrorism that was aimed at Israel for several days this weekend. We had a column up at Breitbart by Carolyn Glick, who's well known to many of your listeners as a great columnist about the Middle East and about foreign policy in general. She's got some great insights into American politics, American foreign policy. But she says that basically this is a little lull. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is not going to last very long. And as soon as the month of Ramadan ends, which is in about 4 weeks, you're going to see the possibility of a renewed conflict because Israel cannot accept the status quo of having this terrorist regime in Gaza that lobs rockets at civilians and then gets payoffs of hundreds of millions of dollars from the international community every time it does something like that. So not the most stable situation right now. President Trump wants to introduce a peace plan, and right now it's not looking like the most fertile time for that, although we don't know what's in the plan, so it could be that the plan doesn't require Israel to give up anything in terms of security, but rather makes some important statements about what peace would require. So we'll see. We got to see what happens with that. But Israel today celebrating tonight, of course, the reason they put their Memorial Day right before their Independence Day, it's kind of an emotional roller coaster. Almost 30,000 Israeli soldiers have fallen in battle since the founding of the state in 1948, and over 3,000 Israelis have been killed, Israeli civilians have been killed in terror attacks and things like that over 70-plus years. So lots of the people to remember, and then you go from the somber memorial ceremonies straight into the celebration of Independence Day. Of course, they're celebrating on the Hebrew calendar. The Palestinians don't have their own Independence Day or National Day. They have protests and riots on May 15th, which is the day on the Roman calendar, on the normal standard calendar that we use, the solar calendar. That's the day when Israel declared independence according to the common calendar. But Israel celebrates these holidays according to the Hebrew or Jewish calendar. So it jumps around a little bit, that day, from year to year. But it's always around this time of year.
It's funny how, you know, look, I happen to be Jewish, and, you know, Jews make up, what, 2% of the American population? But we sure make the headlines, don't we? And so the next topic involves Jews, too. Joe Biden suggested Trump supporters are anti-Semitic. And I guess it was you, Joel, who wrote a column saying, I'm a Jew, stop calling me an anti-Semite.
Right. Joe Biden came out of the gate with a lie about what Trump said in Charlottesville. And he's basically saying not just that Trump is an anti-Semite, but basically Trump supporters are anti-Semitic. And you know what? There are a lot of Jewish Trump supporters who are sick of it. Just sick of it. There are a lot of people out there. I mean, look at the people in San Diego who resisted that shooter when he came into the synagogue. A lot of those people were Trump supporters and didn't get a lot of attention in the media. And maybe it wasn't the right time to bring up politics, but at the funeral service for Lori Kay, the woman who gave her life to save her rabbi, she took a bullet for the rabbi. And she was a Trump supporter. It came out at the funeral. Someone said she was a big supporter of Donald Trump, and she was still friends with people who disagreed with her. That was said in praise of this heroic woman, Lori Kay. And, you know, that's a nice thing to say about somebody. You know, how many people do we know who have really, you know, tried to break off relationships because they have the wrong, quote-unquote, political views? But she's a very tolerant person. But, you know, a Trump supporter. A lot of the people in that synagogue were Trump supporters. So, you know, we're tired of being told that if you support Trump, you're an anti-Semite. It's just the biggest lie, second only, I suppose, to the idea that Trump's a racist or that racists are the ones who support Trump. And Joe Biden came out of the gate with that. You know, the idea behind the Joe Biden candidacy is that he is supposed to be able to appeal to the working-class Americans that voted for Trump. But if the first thing you're going to do is insult those people, you know, not off to a great start.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, look, all I do all day long, Joel, is not only 3 hours a day on radio, national radio and national TV, but many interviews during the day with other people's TV shows and radio shows. And then the rest of the day is spent surfing the Internet to find out what's going on. So I'm knowledgeable when I get on radio and TV. So, I mean, I kind of think I know almost everything there is to know in the news. Do you know, I never heard till this moment, my interview with you, I never heard anybody say that that woman who gave her life, that nice Jewish lady who gave her life at the synagogue in Poway was a Trump supporter, or that the other people who fought back were Trump supporters. I never heard that anywhere. I didn't know it. So you just said it. Doesn't that tell you how effectively the liberal media has cut us off from the truth?
Yeah. And you had to actually watch the funeral to get that piece of information.
I mean, right. I had no time to do that, so I didn't know that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's something she probably got a lot of grief about from some of her relatives and so forth. But, you know, she's a – look, Trump supporters believe in fighting back. And the story of that synagogue attack really was a story of heroism. You know, people did whatever they could, not just to save lives, you know, to move the kids out of the building, for example, which is what the rabbi did, and one of the wounded people also did. But anyone who could rushed the shooter. I mean, you had one guy there, a building construction manager, who was an Iraq war veteran, without a gun, but he rushed the shooter, started yelling at him. Then you have the Border Patrol agent who was at the service, who was given a gun by a congregant who brought the gun to the service.
Right, that
he walked out. And, you know, so look at the heroism of these people, and then the law enforcement responded right away. You know, there was a time when these hijackers and terrorists and so forth could get on airplanes and do things. Americans started fighting back, you know, after 9/11. If you get up and misbehave on an airplane, people are going to beat you up and sit on you. You know, they're going to make, you know, so Americans basically had enough of this. I mean, people are starting really to fight back almost as a first instinct. And I think you saw that at that synagogue. And Trump supporters believe in that. We don't believe in waiting for, you know, the world to become a wonderfully peaceful place where we all sing Kumbaya together, and that's the way to solve, you know, things like workplace shootings or school shootings or whatever. No. We believe in the Second Amendment. We believe in courage under fire. And we believe in heroes. And, you know, she was a great hero, a great heroine. And, yeah, you didn't hear about it maybe because people didn't want to inject politics into it. But one can imagine that if her political sympathies had been on the other side.
Right. I was just going to say that. Yeah, they didn't want to inject politics whenever it's in on our side, when it's ever on the right. But when it's on the left, believe me, they inject politics very quickly. You know, I never heard a thing, Joel, about the fact that the Pittsburgh, the killer in the Pittsburgh synagogue wrote an anti-Trump diatribe. I never heard anything in the media other than Breitbart and conservative media. You guys lead the way. I never heard anything. The Poway guy, I think, was another guy who was anti-Trump. And now we find out that the Colorado shooter yesterday on his Facebook page, very anti-Trump, and that the co-killer with him was a transitioning female turning into a male. You don't get any of this in the mainstream media, only at Breitbart.
Yeah, very true.
All right, very true that we love having Joel on every couple weeks, senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. His website's Breitbart.com. He's the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, and we appreciate having him on, and we appreciate your website, Joel. Thanks for Breitbart.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We get back. So much more to talk about, including more winning. Guess what? GM, General Motors, just announced a $700 million investment in Ohio and 550 new employees. MAGA, baby. Trump's making America great again and making manufacturing great again. See you in a sec.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a four-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now.
Are you...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you who listen to the show don't really need to hear me say much about Liberty Health Share because you know how I feel about them. I'm so glad I switched. So glad I switched away from Aetna health insurance or any other form of health insurance. This is the alternative to health insurance, the Christian alternative. It is Christian Health Sharing, and it's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose any doctor in any hospital you want anywhere in the country. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. You can do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My kids are members. It's my third year. I've saved $18,000 a year for 3 years. That's $54,000. If you could use an extra $54,000 in your pocket, give Liberty a call. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Every time there's been a health issue, they've taken great care of me and my family, including my kidney stone operation where they paid the entire bill other than my $2,500 deductible. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. By the way, any sponsor or advertiser I mentioned on this show, so many of you who listen to the show are driving, right? Most people drive while they're listening to conservative talk radio. Not everyone, less than used to be, but it used to be probably 90%. Now it's probably 60 to 70% are driving. But a good 30, 40% are listening on their iPhones. They're listening in their office, on their computers. They're listening at home. But if you are driving, it's hard to take these numbers down. So all you do is you go to my website, root4america.com, and you click on sponsors. And every sponsor of my local Vegas show and my national radio show and my national TV show on Newsmax, all of them are listed there with their phone numbers and contact information. So anytime you have anything you need, you can either email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com, or just go to root4america.com, and the answer is right there. So more winning. General Motors announced a $700 million investment in Ohio, hiring 450 new workers. Good news for America. General Motors announced they will invest $700 million in Ohio, hire 450 workers. They shuffle around manufacturing operations. They'll be selling an idle plant to Workhorse Incorporated, a company that builds electric trucks. and reinvesting in plants in three other towns in Ohio. And this is all because of pressure from President Donald Trump. All because of his pressure. General Motors said they're in talks to sell an idle Northeast Ohio plant to a cash-strapped electric truck building company. All good news. And by the way, this is a state that's very important to Trump's re-election chances. You can't win without Ohio. No Republican could ever win without Ohio. They also announced they're maintaining some operations at a Canadian factory that had been slated to close by year-end. And of the 2,800 hourly workers affected by the plans to end production at four U.S. plants, 1,350 have accepted transfers to other GM plants. At Lordstown, about half of those employed when production ended have transferred elsewhere. And they're going to invest the $700 million to add 450 jobs at its Toledo, Parma, and Moraine, Ohio operations. Great news for Ohio, Trump tweeted. And then Workhorse CEO Dwayne Hughes said this potential agreement will help solidify the leadership of Workhorse's role in the EV community. Workhorse shares jumped 190% on the stock exchange, while GM shares were unchanged. As the mainstream media tries to blame Trump for the failure of the Chevy Cruze, which used to be made in the Lordstown plant, even CNBC conceded that Trump's pressure on GM led to the new investment. Everyone agrees that it was Trump's pressure. They made all kinds of complaints, GM, and all kinds of excuses, and Trump tweeted out, "I don't care, I just want it open." And sure enough, it's open. And one of the people I dislike most in this world, Jeff Sessions, I mean, I just can't stand the guy. I just think he's a deep state loser. I think he was, the minute he was appointed attorney general, he decided to throw in with the bad guys against Trump. And if that's not the case, you explain to me what else explains this guy. I mean, I just have no explanations for why Jeff Sessions acted the way he did. He's an idiot. Or he's evil. Or he's weak. I don't know. But Sessions sides with Attorney General Barr over the FBI spying on the Trump campaign. Let miracles be miracles. William Barr said spying occurred on the Trump campaign, leading to political pushback and media frenzy. But former Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Wednesday sided with his successor, Bill Barr, over FBI Director Christopher Wray, in describing Bureau surveillance of Trump associates as spying. I think that spying is a perfectly good word, Sessions said during an onstage interview at a conference in Vegas. It says, well, it's the SALT conference, Anthony Scaramucci's conference being held in Las Vegas. Sessions was asked about a recent split between Barr and Wray over the word. Barr said he believes spying on the Trump campaign did occur. Wray said he wouldn't use the word spying to describe the FBI surveillance activity. Sessions referenced last week's New York Times story about an informant working for U.S. intelligence who posed as a Cambridge University research assistant to try and probe George Papadopoulos, then a Trump foreign policy advisor. They had this lady, apparently, that was sent to Papadopoulos, Sessions said. Is that a spy? I mean, I don't know. Sessions said it will take more facts to come out. On Tuesday, asked about spying, Wray said, that's not the term I would use. Lots of people have different phrases. I believe that the FBI is engaged in investigative activity. And part of the investigative activity includes surveillance activity. Huh. Unbelievable. Barr said spying did occur, period. Spying on a political campaign. There was a name for that in the 70s. They called it Watergate. In 2019, Democrats cover up, and the deep state covers up, and they make believe it's not spying. It's Watergate times 10,000. They gave the information to Hillary to fix the election. War now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.